in life, the moral ethical code, you have to be able to tell them because God has said. History, statistics, and God's word. If we have all the evidence before us, we shouldn't delay and our family should become strengthened. There is an Old Testament reference. Is there an Old Testament reference to the issue before us? I believe it is. You should turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 and 7. Okay? Because we've got to support that which is valuable with acceptable answers. These answers provide a continuation of the Christian family unit. Though we know that Deuteronomy was not written for Christians purposefully, it is a part of the Bible, and so therefore we can use it. It says, "These words which I'm commanding you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your sons, and you shall talk to them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up." So you see, if one cannot see the importance of sharing these principles, I doubt if one can really see the validity of Christ living in their lives. So it's very important for us to live up to these biblical things. So why is it important for us to be supportive in this way? First, we should recognize that a child's questions are healthy in family settings. Your children are going to ask you questions in family settings, and that's a healthy place to, because where else can they ask questions like that? I think of the Dacus family up in Northern California. They got those beautiful little children, smart as a whip too. Children going to ask their parents some questions. Secondly, if they don't ask you, they're going to ask others, and you need to be concerned. Check this out. If your child cannot ask you a question at home and feel comfortable to receive the answer, what do you think he's going to do when he leaves home? He's going to ask somebody else. I find various times as I'm teaching through the semester on philosophy, there's a student that inevitably comes up to me and ask me a very difficult question that a parent should answer. And I try to refer the student, though they're in their 20s, back to their parent. At times I get the answer that there's no affinity between the student and their parent. That is, to me, untenable. I don't understand that at all. Thirdly, I said, first, you should recognize the child's questions should be given in a healthy family setting. Secondly, if they don't ask you, they're going to ask somebody else. Thirdly, the history of good family relationships are those where these kinds of exchanges take place on a daily basis. Healthy families are the families where the children can ask you questions. Where does babies come from? How did I get here? Why do I have daddy's nose and your eyes? Why does grandma walk with a limp? Why is Uncle Fred in jail? You got to answer those questions. That's what the family unit is all about. Fourth, a child's healthy questions assist him or her in building deeper convictions. That's why it's important to have the parent answer the question and not the school psychologist or not the school teacher. Or not their peers, for goodness sake, not their peers. Man, when a child has to tell another child how to be a child, you know, we are fishing in poisonous waters. But I believe that is the status of America. Fifthly, we demonstrate to our children as well as others in the family that our concern is more than superficial. Rather, this concern is a determinant concern. You are determined that your child will be the best that they can be, that they will survive whatever comes upon them in this world. So with Christian care, we communicate with those that the Lord has placed under our custody. Gentlemen, this main criterion falls upon your shoulders. The minute you guys choose to have a baby, guys, the responsibility quadruples for you. We take on a loving concern for those that God has placed within our environment as we seek to please the Lord Jesus Christ with all respect and reverence. And it is important for us to realize that it is how that family unit is governed and how that family unit is being manifested and carried out is the means by which we will gain our reward from God. I like that. A real family value is also observable. It's not only definable, but it's observable. If a thing is really observable, it is something that is seen. In other words, you can see the actualities of the particular family units. This means that our family is not one of theory. Rather, it's an evidential unit. And many families are theoretical. Well, I know we're supposed to be living like this, but... See. Here again, my sin. At times, I live a theoretical life. And I know better, and it just beats me down when I think about it. And look, if I can talk about it at 64 years of age, surely you can talk about it when you're living the theoretical instead of the evidential. In other words, there is more than substance to the family. There is living evidence, proofed fact that your family is one that is governed by Christian standards. Not that your boy should not like the super road ray races, because I like that. I like NASCAR. Like, see how they put those engines together, and man, that's just a marvelous thing to me. But when you look at my life, you not only see my love for NASCAR, but you see me living the Christian life. Proof, evidence, fact. The mind may play tricks on others that may be trying to peer in at your family, but the eye sees very clearly what is happening in each family unit. You know what is going on in your family. Just like I knew what was going on here in my house when I had those guys staying here. I got my dog. He's sitting right next to me, sitting right down on a cool hardwood floor in the studio listening to me teach. Staffordshire Bull Terriers are like that. They're just around their owners. Right at the feet. I don't have to wonder where this dog is. Do you have to wonder where your children are at night? Do you? Here it is, 10:30. You haven't heard from them in 5 hours since Jethro came and picked them up in that car that's not even insured, and you let your daughter get in that car. Picked her up at 5 o'clock. It's now 1 o'clock in the morning, and you haven't seen or heard from her. The mind may play tricks on others, but you know who you are. If a family is observable, it is a thing that is really something that is lived out. The family lives out its themes. And as the family maturates, like you got the kids in grammar school, then they're in middle school. Trust me, it changes. When they're in high school, it changes drastically because they're getting ready for college. And college drains whatever family money you had, contingent upon how many are going to college and how many of them have jobs prior to getting into college. Your family will go through changes. That is a very normative thing for a family to go through. I don't have a problem with that. If the family is observable, this denotes that the family is something of value. They have worth. Too much fussing and cussing going on within our families. What you're communicating is that, well, you're not valuable to me. So these important values are not lived out indiscriminately. No, it doesn't work like that. Rather, the family lives in a thought-provoking kind of way. The family is a unit that is into thought-provokism. Does that make sense to you? I hope that it does. I just saw a young man decry family values right in front of the Lucy Coleman studio. He throws some trash out of his window in the street and just pulls off right in front of my and my neighbor's house. And I'm going to have to go up and clean up after him. Well, thought-provoking. I wonder how his house looks at home when he has to discard trash. Does he just throw it on the ground? When people see your family, they know that something is very different if your family is living up to the Christian standard. One has put it this way, Pastor John, a real family is what you say and lives is one who would say lives with consistency and regularity. See, a real family unit, they're consistent and they repeat that with regularity. You know the drill in the family that you're raised in. Here's another quote. Values are the threads that weave together a lifestyle. I like that. See, bro man's just standing up to get a scratch on his head right now. Wagging his tail. He's loving this. I want you to keep in mind what we've said. You must have a certain thesis by which you live your life. Because if you don't have a thesis by which you live your life, then your family thesis is going to be chaos. That's when people start hollering at each other uncontrollably. And neither party is giving in, but they're still trying to tear each other up. No, you can't get up in my lap, bro, man. But they're still trying to... Action in the Lucy Coleman studio. Man fights dog. Now, these concepts are biblically based and complete in their historical Christian traditions. But having thesis and tradition, things like that. These and other teachings from the scriptures that you can find must not be denied by any member of the professing Christian family. In other words, you can't have one member of the family saying, I adhere to those godly divine principles, and another person saying, well, I don't live by them. Well, let me share something with you. In conclusion, thus, we have considered three things for your consideration. Number one, is your family clearly definable? That's a good question. Can you define your family? If you just married your husband and wife, I can define my family. He won't keep my hand out of his mouth, and he just gnaws on it a little bit. Bro, man, he's playing with me here. Yeah, he's a beautiful little dog. Mine is definable, me and the dog. And at times I break off and I go see my grandchildren and my daughter, talk to my daughters, plural, and I have friends. Number two, is your family clearly supportable? In other words, do you all support each other? Or do you tear each other down? Well, honey, you on my, you know, my bad list and all that kind of talk. Foolishness. So is your family definable? Is it supportable? And lastly, is it observable? In other words, can people see who you really are as a family, especially as a Christian family? And if you're an African-American family living in the inner cities, is your family defined by how much money you have, or is your family defined by how much love there is that takes place between the individual members of that family? If no is the answer to any of these three, then you really need to consider if you have properly discovered the three chief characteristics of real family values. Because if you have not, then you are missing out on something. Well, I guess with that, I'm going to cool it. And next time we'll have another lesson as we talk about pre and post marriage counseling. As I try to help the family, you know, you've heard the old adage, the family that prays together stays together. Well, you make sure that that praise together is not, you know, praying on each other. The family, marriage, is it a workable entity? My friend L. Sullivan says, no, it's not. Not in America anymore today. I think it is. If you found a family that had those traditions, and when we talk about those traditions, we're talking about the traditions that the preacher spoke about when we first went into this in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Let's go back there and review that as we end up. Proverbs 22, 28 says, do not move the ancient boundary which your fathers have set. Don't remove them. Don't move them. If you don't know or have not experienced those ancient boundaries, then what you need to do is you need to spend a little bit more time at this website, because this old guy is going to let you know exactly what they are, not were, but are. And trust me, if you follow along with what I'm saying, your family will be far off better than it has ever been. Thanks so much for coming to my website, for listening to these 20 hours of post and pre-marriage counseling. I do hope that it's able to bless you. I am continuously waiting on other letters and pictures to come in as you listen to these to let me know how much you're appreciating it. I'm having a fun time stretching the length of my home page there, sharing with my family and friends. God bless you. Music is by my godson, very talented young man, graduated from the Boston, Berkeley Conservatory of Music. And his name is Timothy Armstrong. God bless you.